Thanks so much, Jeannie and Donna, for reading some really beautiful, familiar, foundational scriptures to us this morning. I'm sure that we have already started to get a lot out of things. I want to mention again, I think we're all missing Vicky today, and we appreciate how the sound team and the choir have helped figure out a way for us to still have wonderful music ministry like we always do, and we get the pleasure of the bells. And so as much as a week like this week highlights the gift that Vicky is and that we miss her, it's also a chance for us to show a range of music ministry, and so that means a lot as well. So we are going through a sermon series right now called Light for Our Companion Paths. We're remembering some of the most foundational scriptures that have been meaningful to people over the years, maybe especially meaningful to some of us as well, and finding some of God's particular special encouragement, maybe even in new ways, from these familiar scriptures as we go through. And I think one of the things that is important for us to remember, we don't always talk about explicitly, but that the Bible, the Word of God that we're talking about here, is God's library. It's written over thousands of years by people separated by thousands of miles, lots of different people with a range of experiences and backgrounds and personalities, and that brought it to us as Scripture, not only in the writing as God used them and inspired them, but also even in editing and compiling them. And so even the fact that we ended up with the books that we ended up with, that's a way that God speaks to us, because there were plenty of writings that have some use, but we've decided that there are some that are Scripture, and God is active and speaks to us in each of those things. We've also been looking at, though, some other special features of God's Word. In addition to that being a library that we should remember, we should also remember that God's Word is embodied, like we learned a couple weeks ago from John 1 and from Psalm 119. And so it's meant for us to be living out our faith, not just hearing things and making agreements, but living things because of what God has done and moved and spoken to us. And we saw how that living faith is really important in substance and in proof in Hebrews 10 and 11 and in Proverbs 3 last week. And so this means that we can especially learn a lot in the conversations that happen through God's Word to us. Because God's Word is a library over all of those years and all of those people, and that God is present in each of us and in each of those words, and that the Trinity speaks and flows in each of them. The Bible, as God's Word, is a conversation. And so we can get more from putting different scriptures in conversation with each other. That's one of the reasons why we read multiple scriptures every single week, and why I try in the sermon to address both of those scriptures every single week, is so that we can see how God is speaking to us in each instance, and also how putting them in connection with each other helps us unlock more of God's meaning than we could have otherwise. When we have those conversations, we can see how God's Word spills into how God walks with us and speaks into our lives. I might even encourage us to think that we are not hearing God's Word fully, or at least as fully as we can, until we get to a conversational place where we're seeing the range of things that God wants to tell us about a particular topic, rather than just finding a single verse that suits us in the moment. And then we can put that conversation in connection with the breadth of things that God has to say and the breadth of ways that God moves in each of our own lives, and that we can share that with each other as well. Seeing how this can work felt especially important to me in how we looked at today's scriptures, which are especially familiar and important, but can get a lot of new meaning and impact if we do recognize that conversation that can happen between them. And so we're going to come at some of those ideas in a little bit of a unique way this morning compared to normal. Not unique for our church culture, because we have someone like Brian and the drama ministry that bring things like this to us so often, but we're going to have a hypothetical conversation today and see how God's Word converses with God's Word and then speaks into our lives in all of its range of circumstances. Introduce you to a few different people that will help us in understanding that conversation today. I'm going to be playing a character called the Presumer. This represents our perspective when we have our connection with God and each other seems a little bit less important because we think that things are going pretty well for us on our own. I'd like to invite someone up to be the wrestler. And the wrestler represents our perspective when we are in times of honest struggle in our faith or in difficult seasons with whatever might be happening in our lives. We also are going to have the psalmist. And this represents the perspective of Psalm 23. And then finally, we have the mountaineer. This represents the perspective of the Sermon on the Mount. And so, hopefully, we'll be able to hear how the perspectives of the passages build on each other when they're in conversation this morning. And that then they also take on their fullest meaning as they speak into our particular experience and our life events as they come into what we're doing together. So let's listen in.
I don't understand how this keeps ending up this way. It's like there's never a break. Why does it seem like nothing works out for me? Why do I always have to feel so anxious? How come it's so hard to get things to work with some people, even when I just want so badly to help and to love?
You can come and let go and debrief for a while, you know.
Actually, I've got a lot of ideas about this. I figured out how to get around a lot of that stuff.
Good for all of us to take time and rest and listen.
What you're describing does sound like so much to go through. Do you ever notice glimmers of God's kingdom poking through? Believe it or not, you're walking amongst the kingdom with God all the time.
It doesn't always feel like it, honestly.
It's a lush and good and peaceful kingdom, laying under and working through all the pain and the stress and fear and attacks that we encounter.
Get to all that good stuff once you've actually got yourself on track. I've been finding a nice, comfortable, sweet spot.
Is there any more beautiful kingdom than the one that gives a home for those who get rejected everywhere else? Is there any better king than one ruling with love?
Gathered and helped to thrive.
Listen, I hear your struggle. You know profound love, patience, grace, and strength because you walk in difficult relationships. God will affirm your boundaries to come close and to have space.
I want to hope to live like that.
I like to surround myself with the best.
You are willing to be honest about the hard and dark parts of life. You know the truth of light and deep healing that bring real transformation many aren't able to see. You know God's presence in a way you have to be open to.
I mean, you really can just set yourself up for failure or success on this. We bring good things and bad things on ourselves. You just need to compartmentalize, and God will accept when you're on the right side.
In the darkest valleys, if you can't see or hear, and it seems hopeless, don't get frozen. Take a step, and you'll bump into God all around you to feel where you are going. That, like the mountaintop, is also the path.
Is God really willing to be with me?
Seems to me it's more likely that you're good if everything is going good.
You've been willing to go to the end of yourself. The God without limits will connect with you there, and it is no threat, but a blessing that what you experience and who you will be will surprise and stretch you.
I don't know. I feel like there's not enough of me for this. Can I keep resting and refreshing to see if there's enough of God for me?
You should push through, because God wants to see that you're building momentum on your own, at least. I mean, I took time to get successful so I could buy the best shoes.
Oh.
And then I made sure that others couldn't distract me while I worked hard and fashioned a very sturdy walking stick. And I asked expert to teach me the most advanced striding techniques. That way, I can show God how far along I am on the path.
Hmm. Has the path been unwalkable unless you stepped just a certain way?
Well, I've been stumbling along, I guess.
Well, I mean, not unwalkable, but I've got to be along better because of this, right?
If you lost your stick, could you lean on God and those God has placed beside you?
I don't want to bother God, and others make me go slower.
We all get tangled sometimes. But I don't fall all the way down.
Will your feet only move in certain shoes?
I've moved them along so far. It's been okay.
Well, I mean, technically no, but I'm trying to take care of things so that there's less to worry about.
The path in all its roughness is the kingdom. Feel all it is. Experience all that God is doing. You need not worry about getting rid of things to worry about. Let all the parts of the kingdom come to all the parts of you and your life, and notice all that there can be.
You have never lacked. And see, here is some food.
Okay. I want to try.
Really, I'm fine. You've been questioning my walking stuff, and now there's some snack that's supposed to make a big difference?
Not a snack. Food from the abundance God puts on the path, in the valleys and in the meadows. It's part of the walking and the living. You don't have to prove anything by eating or not. God has shared whatever is needed.
It's simple, but good.
Is it good enough to show God how much farther you went on the path? Or how much you can get out of the meadow?
I don't know. Powering up doesn't feel like that's the point. I don't know. It seems more like the glimmers of the kingdom that you all asked me about earlier.
Maybe it's worth my time. Can I get my own plate while I think about it?
It is always ready when you are ready.
And the plate isn't theirs. This is a different way.
And this is familiar. Somehow, like something I've taken for granted before. Maybe I'll recognize it better after the taste.
There's plenty, right? If it is so, why do you think it's been placed before you? How does it feel, not just as food, but as a meal to be shared?
It is good. I'll see what benefit it really brings me, though. But, at least it was good.
It is good, and so you can trust that its source, the path, the meadow, the valley, the kingdom, is all good. You'll notice all that serves the full experience of the kingdom, even the struggle, will be good. All that distracts or tries to replace the kingdom will prove itself empty and spoiling, no matter how beneficial it claims to be to get your attention.
I think I'm ready to journey again. Could I come back to rest and refresh again? Do I need a certain distance? or achieve something, or get all the way through a struggle or a darkness to be allowed?
Yeah, I can still tell you what I've been doing and figuring out, and then there will be more that I can get. It hasn't been easy, you know. I mean, like, I have a lot of pressure put on me, too, actually.
This is not a reward. This is a resource. You will always find it in the kingdom. It will surely follow you as it is needed.
You cannot force it or find a replacement for it to try to control how the kingdom comes to you. When you connect to the kingdom, it will naturally be produced for you, for others, and through your lives together.
I can feel the glimmer of the kingdom. I'll still have sadness and the struggle. And the darkness, too. Though, won't I? Would the kingdom forget or abandon these?
They are still real, but the kingdom is more real. The dark can never get rid of the glimmer. The struggle will bring formation. The simple goodness and love for all things will bring life beyond the pretending power.
I will go, since goodness and love is all around me, in the midst of whatever I face.
Well, you aren't going to show me up. Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
You can tell him.
It's okay. It is right for you to rest and refresh. I needed to do it at first, too. See what you can let go of, so there's room for the kingdom to work in. I'm sure we will find ourselves journeying together soon.
We are all likely to have seasons and circumstances in our lives that put us in the position of either the wrestler or the presumer. I hope there were things that maybe felt a little bit familiar or relatable, and thank you so much to our cast. I kind of sprung this on them on Thursday night, like, hey, people, I have this weird idea. I can't seem to come up with a different sermon than that. Will you help me out? And they did a wonderful job, I think, helped us. And so hopefully we will all find different ways, whether it's today in hearing or just in letting God's word and the scriptures continue to soak into us, where God will be speaking to both, but really all of those different sides of our experience in any passages that we interact with. We should keep seeking these exact conversations that God brings into our lives of faith from all of the perspectives and angles that we find from all of our writers and books and genres of scripture. This will also help us have a healthy collaboration in our faith together by God's leading. And that can be in worship, in fellowship, in service, and in offering what we have to be a part of the kingdom. So I invite you to enter into one expression of that as we move into our time of offering. I can invite the ushers to come forward, and I hope you'll be having plenty of conversations and interactions with each other to find our way as well.